Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here on the first day of September 2020 here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. Here we are to talk about another week of exciting news stories here with your favorite news team, News AF. Now, here is a man who is ready to go. He is wearing a beautiful Nature with Tyson trucker hat. Here is the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Slight correction. It is a Poplin vintage golf hat. Mm-hmm. See, whoa. There's no mesh on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But it does kind of look like a trucker because it stands up nice and tall the way I like them. If you're going to wear a billboard on your forehead, it may as well stand up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm here and I'm feeling great. No mouth sores. And I have apparently won the rodent battle. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, that's nice breaking work. News. So the monsoons moved in this week and we had a couple days of like some hard, well, not days, like a half an hour of hard rain a couple times. So I don't know if that drove
some
them away.
Defeated.
So I don't know if that drove them away because they could get their water up in the hills instead of in
general
my backyard.
Monsoon.
So we'll see. We'll see if that's it or what happens, or they've just gotten more intelligent and they're all living in my attic, undetected by myself.
Came in out of the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could be.
Okay. All right. We're very excited to have also here with us back again, the great Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Feeling better.
Good.
Down to only a handful of mouth sores. Down from what I would call a herd,
a giant plethora of
mouth sores. Down to just a couple. And yeah, things are looking up.
Does it feel good?
And no rodents.
Mm-hmm. No rodents.
Soon, though. Yeah, so. Yeah, everything's coming up, Danny. At least so far. Still
congratulations.
Early in the day. Yeah.
Congratulations, Danny.
Where has the time gone that it's September 1st? It feels like just yesterday that it was a year ago, September 2019, that people were getting ready to storm Area 51.
Oh, if only we could have those days back when life was so simple and people had the luxury of being able to storm shadow
places.
Government institutions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Okay. All right. No talk.
Really were the days.
Storm Area 51 2020.
I think they're going to do it via Zoom.
Via Zoom Storm Area 51. That's good. That'd be great.
Yeah. All they need is a hacker to hack into the mainframe of Area 51 that hacks into all of the system's cameras and then shows us everything. Zooms it out.
I've seen enough like Zoom fail videos to know what would happen. Someone would be taking a dump. A couple would be getting amorous together.
Yes.
It seems like all Zoom meetings have a couple of things. Someone's dressed up weird, wears a horse head. That's like every Zoom meeting now.
Somebody wears a horse head on a Zoom meeting.
Yeah, who's wearing horse heads?
You know, those horse head things. Come on. That's just what everybody does.
I know a horse head costume. Yeah, a horse mask costume. They're funny.
Yeah.
They can be.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get into some of our news stories because I've been dying to hear the anecdotal evidence of whether or not this is the case because there is a new study out that reveals that there is something. And Tyson, no, you're coming. You don't know what I'm going to say, right?
I don't know what you're going to say.
Okay.
Is it Bigfoot related?
No.
Damn it.
People that eat a large amount of peanut butter for breakfast have one particular trait about them. It gives you a superpower. Tyson, as someone who is known to consume mass quantities of peanut butter, do you know what this is?
Yes, I think I do know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is a
erection lasting 4 hours or longer.
Yes, no.
Yeah, you're not way off, Danny.
It's tantric sex abilities without having to train for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So according to new research by Weetabix, those who eat peanut butter each morning are the most passionate lovers.
I'm going to go get some peanut butter real quick.
Yeah,
spoiler alert here.
Yes.
This is going to ruin some people's days.
Yes.
Peanut butter's fine. I don't eat it hardly ever. But on the island on Survivor, if many of you probably don't know, I was on the TV show Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
I got a jar of peanut butter and I made a big deal out of it because it was a lot of calories and it had fat and protein and sugar and it was tasted really good out there. But in my daily life, I almost never eat peanut butter.
Uh-oh.
And yeah. I pretty much never choose
passion
to eat it.
Passion is gone.
It's fine, though. I like peanut butter.
Yeah.
But there's a reason why I can't reach those sting-like tantric sex abilities. And it's obviously because I'm not consuming the peanut butter
yeah.
I was on the
island.
I think
Sting and his wife can orgasm multiple times just looking into each other's eyes.
Yeah, but it takes them 9 hours.
Yeah, of course. You got to build up. there were other parts of the study, Rob, that were pretty good, too.
Yeah. Well, I just want to touch on the...
Why Weetabix? Why did Weetabix do this
Weetabix
study?
Because
they're
a
breakfast cereal.
Yeah, they're studying, I guess, breakfast. And what does what you eat for breakfast say about you? Now, I was a little confused at first when I was looking at this. I'm like, if you want to be a better lover... Do you eat peanut butter every morning, or is it that people who eat peanut butter every morning for breakfast tend to be a better lover?
That's like, what it is.
Cause and effect.
But, if you have a craving for the...
Right. This is a little bit more of...
Then you
it's
also
almost
have a
like
craving
a,
for the pee-pee.
You know, Myers-Briggs personality of like, okay, tell us what you eat for breakfast. We'll tell you what kind of person you are.
Yeah. More millionaires drive Hyundais than any other car because they're practical.
Mm-hmm.
From what I can understand, is they ask questions about people and their characters,
yes,
and then ask them about what they ate for breakfast, and then try to find correlation.
Okay, well, let's do this. What do we? What does everybody on the panel eat for breakfast, and then let's see if it works. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Tyson. What do you normally have for breakfast? Do you eat? Are you a breakfast skipper?
Yes.
Oh.
I love to go out for breakfast, but if we don't go out for breakfast, I almost never eat breakfast.
What about coffee? Do you have coffee every morning?
Not every morning, breakfast? But every few mornings. Yeah, not every morning, but most mornings.
Interesting.
Yeah, just coffee with coconut milk.
Yeah,
in it, like the canned coconut milk, the nice thick stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I get up first thing. I pound a huge glass of water, and then. I have either hot coffee, I make hot coffee, or if I have coffee in the pot left from the day before, I make iced coffee with it.
You just drink it, it'll be out overnight, and you just drink the old coffee?
Yeah, it's got acid in it. It's probably fine, right, Rob?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't
drink it
without overnight. I would maybe, like, if I put it in the refrigerator.
Refrigerate it?
Yeah.
Those I'm people who drink cold black coffee... for breakfast have been shown to be rodent warriors. There's like direct correlation between those. Like they take it upon themselves to fight the rodent wars.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see. If you skip breakfast altogether, 46% of those people are introvert, but that's not you, Tyson.
No, not at all.
Yeah, but I can be.
Okay.
Like, you don't think I could be an introvert if I wanted to?
I guess so.
Super easy.
Yeah.
I mean, I do pretty much avoid people as much as I can in my real life.
Yeah.
Like it's
but
not
in
like
your fake life, you are just the guy out there, party guy.
Well, it's not like I go out here and like I would prefer to stay in.
You seek people out.
Yes, exactly. I would prefer to stay inside my house.
Yes.
Or not have conversations with strangers on the street,
but podcast,
and I love the podcast.
Yeah,
but I will also ace a conversation with a stranger on a street every single time.
Yes, yeah.
So,
but does it take a lot out of you where then you want to avoid people altogether? Like you can do it, you're good at it.
No, it doesn't. I guess I'm not. Yeah. I guess I don't know what I am. I guess, am I a full extrovert? I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. So the way that it was explained to me recently, that I did a podcast with a woman named Lindsay Resko, who studies Myers-Briggs personality types, introvert, extrovert. If you are around a bunch of people, do you get energized, or does it suck the energy? Like Danny, for instance, if he's around a bunch of people, that his energy is completely sapped.
Oh, my energy goes through the roof.
Up like a raisin.
Yeah.
Yeah. My energy goes through the roof if I'm in a group of people.
Yeah. So you're an extrovert. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fine.
Okay. All right. So maybe the study, Weetabix, strike one. All right. Danny, what do you eat for breakfast?
Eggs, toast.
Eggs and toast. Okay.
Is that every day?
Almost every day. Yes.
Hmm.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You're like a farmer from like the 30s or 40s.
Sometimes I put ham on it. If ham is
Oh
available.
My God, yeah. Dude, this is ridiculous.
Dude.
So Danny, I feel like they didn't
How
study
traditional of you.
Eggs and toast and ham, because maybe this was a cereal sponsor. They don't want to. That sounds too good.
This is so crazy. I never knew that about you, Danny.
Yeah, I started it as part of like a diet 3 years ago, and then I just stuck with it. I make eggs and toast and ham. Almost every morning.
How do you take the eggs, Danny?
I do sunny side.
Yeah.
Do you a think breakfast diet?
Hold
this
on.
Was part of your diet?
Hold on,
it was. It was like it was kind of a light keto type diet. And so that's what I would have.
Why?
Toast is a big part of keto, I hear.
Yeah, toast.
Well, the toast obviously was
it
a luxury
was probably
item.
Keto toy toast. So let me ask you this, Danny. Mm. Why were you dieting? Were you trying to slim down?
Yeah, just to make myself faster.
Mm-hmm.
Faster?
On the bike.
Yeah. No, oh. On foot.
On foot.
Okay. Every morning.
Every morning.
Yeah. How many eggs?
Even when I vacation or go on a family trip.
I'm going to guess three.
Four eggs, two with yolk, two without.
Okay. Danny, now, how are you preparing these eggs?
What do you mean? Sunny side up.
Sunny side up. Now, okay. Now,
salt, even the ones without the yolk?
Are they
yeah.
runny? Do you
a little
think,
runny, yes.
Do you think, Tyson, that maybe that the runny yolks are maybe the cause of Danny's mouth sores? Is he not cooking the eggs enough? Says several eggs a week.
And that's burrowing. Several eggs a week, four times seven. That's not several, four times seven.
Two yolks a day, and some of those yolks are runny. Do you think that it's that finally this dangerous fad diet has caught up to Danny?
I mean... maybe he's getting scurvy because I didn't hear any fruits he was eating or any vitamin C.
Well, the next thing I eat in the day has lots of fruit. So
let's guess what it is. What do you think it is? That the next thing he eats has a lot of fruit in it, Tyson?
Gummy worms.
Actually, yeah, that's probably true. That probably is the next thing I eat. But the other meal I eat is fat-free yogurt with some kind of fruit, agave honey, and granola.
Now, Danny, I'm so confused here that, okay.
Yeah.
You eat that every day too?
Almost. I kind of slowed down on that.
You're revealing to us about how like, hey, like, look, my body is a temple. I start off with a very strict diet of breakfast. Then
no, a temple doesn't put four eggs in it every day.
Fat-free yogurt and fruit. And then I get into my Mountain Dew. And
yeah, well, think about it. I have to counteract.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the day or all day long, I'm eating probably the worst stuff you could possibly eat. So, yeah, I got to find some kind of the yin and the yang.
So, I want to start from the beginning again. This is so crazy. So, honestly, when I go out to eat, I love like an egg breakfast. Mm-hmm. That's what I get.
Yeah.
Two eggs scrambled. I get the two egg breakfast because it's.
By the way, what does the egg thing say about me? Or does that not apply?
They didn't ask about eggs.
That says you're old fashioned.
So they have French toast, which I love. And it says that you consider yourself a party animal. I feel like I'm kind of close to French toast. I'm not a party animal, but I'm eating a bread and eggs kind of on the same dish.
Yeah, but not sweetened like French toast would be.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Yeah, French toast, party animals, they say.
That's true. You eat French toast every morning.
You're a party animal.
You are a party animal. So I think you could just say what your go-to breakfast is.
Yeah.
Because Rachel's go-to breakfast, if we go to breakfast, is definitely French toast.
Party animal.
My go-to breakfast is savory. I'm having bacon and eggs and an English muffin and hash browns.
Why not have it all? Get French toast, which is what I do. And then get on the side, bacon, eggs, and now you got it all.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, Danny, the yogurt and berries does make the list. So your second breakfast means you're emotional.
That's true.
That's me. Mm-hmm. I'm all over the place.
Yep.
Well, yeah, you are all over the place.
Mm-hmm. And then for me, probably cereal is probably the go-to, and they say dependable.
Very. You are dependable.
Yep,
what?
Dependable.
Yeah.
What cereal are you eating nowadays? Let me guess. Yeah. All bran.
Oh, no. So I will often, I like oatmeals, but I also will do Rice Krispies. Eat a lot of that right now.
Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
Do you put sugar on it?
Fake sugar.
Which kind?
I use basically like a stevia.
Okay.
Big stevia guy.
So, breakfast foods aren't my favorite foods.
Yeah.
But I almost never eat them.
Probably why they're your favorite. They're like a treat.
But I used to. Like, I used to eat like a box of cereal a day, and I would go through tons of eggs and bacon and breakfast stuff, and now I'm just like, I think I do it because I know that if I just cut that out, then that's a lot of stuff to cut out.
I feel
out.
Like breakfast is morning dessert, a lot of it. You know, you start off your day with dessert, which is why probably a great way to start the day.
Yeah. Get a lot of energy from that.
Yeah. And you're happy because you just ate French toast or sugary cereal. It is a great way to start the day.
Mm-hmm. The sweetener I use in my coffee is monk fruit.
Yeah. I have so much stevia.
Got to use it up.
Yeah.
Well, I think this has been fun and we've only lost most of our listeners.
Yeah. Okay.
So we are going to get to the Big Brother stuff. It's going to come on a little bit later. Danny's going to hit it hard.
Okay.
So stay tuned.
All right.
Stay
this
with
is
us.
One that is fascinating. This is a bit, this is a big news story, that we need to talk about today. There is a mystery going on right now. Danny, I'm really want to know your input on this, that there is a jetpack guy who apparently has been flying alongside planes in Los Angeles. Danny, what do you make of this?
What news outlet is this from? Because
I'm looking this up right now. I don't have the link, but here we go. I researched it. Fox 11, Los Angeles. Fox 2, Detroit. We'll go with the Fox 11, Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Pilot reports seeing man with jetpack in flight path at LAX. This guy is awesome.
A hero.
I don't know who he is, but if you're making a jetpack in your garage and then you have the confidence to fly with jet airplanes, I mean, the wake turbulence off a jet airplane is huge, so it's incredibly risky to fly anywhere near a giant.
He's probably surfing the wake, dude.
That would be awesome.
There's a real life rocketeer on the loose.
Here's a quote. This is the greatest news story of 2020 so far.
We just don't know. Is this some sort of a terrorist? Is he a good guy or is he a bad guy?
That's the thing. That's what we don't know. And so for right now, we love him. But is he going to Ken Bone himself and gets canceled?
Once he identifies himself, he's going to Ken Bone himself. We're going to find out. He's on certain chat rooms. He's a super racist. But right now, this is one of the calls from a flight. They called the tower and said, "We just passed a guy in a jetpack." Dude, what a stud. As long as he stays out of everybody's way. I mean, come on. He obviously is not a high-funded guy. This is someone who did it probably on his own.
DIY.
He's just out. DIY, looked it up on the internet, and now he's got his own jetpack. He's just living his best life.
Jetpack man.
Dude, I love this guy, and I think if he can keep his what do you call it, where it's your personal information, if he can keep who he is a secret, then he's always going
to
be a hero.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Do you think he should start handing out vigilante justice? What should he do?
The jetpack's probably a little cumbersome. Like, to actually fight crime in it might
be. But couldn't he blast people? Like, that's what I would do, is like pull in and be like, oh, bro, you just got blasted. And then turn around, turn the jet engine on, blast them against the wall, singes all their hair off their body, and then law enforcement can identify.
By the way, one of the guys who we see on the news, he's a legit famous guy who built an Iron Man-like jetpack. He did kind of start in his garage. And you could watch a video of all of his iterations starting from the beginning. And so, if he started from the garage, it's not hard to believe that somebody else could do this from the garage. The question is, why L.A.? Like, if you're going to do test flights, go out to the desert, right?
Maybe he has been out in the desert.
Maybe that's what I was going to say. Maybe this has been years in the making, and now he's like, final test, see if I can fly within the weight of these jets.
This happened on Sunday night. They released the transcript of the conversation between the pilot and the control tower. The pilot called in. I'll give you a reenactment to say, tower, American 1997, we just passed a guy in a jetpack.
And
how do they know it's a guy?
Was he hanging dong?
I don't know. It could have been a woman in a jetpack.
Yeah.
The Amelia Earhart of our time.
The tower replied, American 1997. Okay. Thank you. Were they off to your left or right side? Which is, first of all, very polite. A very measured response to, we just passed a guy in a jetpack. Yeah. You know, I don't know. Was he on the left side of the plane or the right side of the plane?
The professionals in the tower.
It was off the left side, maybe 300 yards or so, about our altitude. And the jet was at 3,000 feet, Danny.
I can't believe. I mean, someone has to know something about this guy. This can't be kept a secret. The guy took his jetpack up 3,000 feet from sea level, flying with jet airplanes. Mm-hmm. Somebody knows.
Yeah. Could it be, Danny? What do you think about a real jetpack, but a mannequin? Could somebody have been controlling the drone jetpack guy?
At 3,000 feet up?
Yeah, that's kind of high up, not impossible.
I know you're the drone expert, Danny.
Oh, if I put my drone 3,000 feet up in the air, I probably would never see it again.
Okay.
How many drones have you lost in your lifetime?
Just one.
It's pretty good stats.
Pretty good, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Of the two you've owned, you've lost one.
I've owned like four or five.
Okay.
Tyson.
I like the ideas of drones, but then I would never utilize them.
Do you think we
would? What about a jetpack? Do you think I would utilize a jetpack? I would love a jetpack.
For sure.
Yeah.
We need more jetpacks.
Although, ironically, I feel like the whole point of the jetpack, the appeal of the jetpack is, now I can finally avoid the airport. I never have to step foot in LAX ever again now that I've got a jetpack.
Yep.
What are you doing?
It's proven now.
At LAX, that's the upside of no going to LAX anymore. I've got a jetpack.
What type of range? What type of range are you getting on these jetpacks? That's what.
Well,
we know
that he can at least get them to 3,000 feet.
Yeah.
And safely land. I would like.
We assume we haven't seen him again.
Yeah. this mystery might never be solved because he might have run out of fuel.
That's
and
true.
Right into the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Gotten eaten by a juvenile great white shark. They're famously off the coast there.
Yeah.
Hit himself with a seagull. Lost consciousness.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that could have happened. So what did you just look up at? Rob, did you hear a jetpack go over your house?
No. Just,
earthquake?
Nope. Just checking the clock to see the time.
Well, I hope this guy goes on to sell his jetpacks because I personally would buy one.
Yeah.
You would? With no further testing or proof that they work?
Well, he's already proven the concept. He's up there flying around with jet airliners.
Okay. Oh, man. That's like riding a bike in city traffic. It's fun, but you also know it's dangerous.
Are we interested in, we haven't talked a lot about the worst airline passengers of the week in recent times. Airline traffic has certainly been down during the pandemic.
Before we go on, I had something I was going to share with you guys concerning this.
What is it?
I recently flew, as you know.
Yes.
And I had a real weirdo sit next to me. Now, let me show you a picture I took.
Christoph or somebody else?
No, a stranger came, sit next to me. They don't have the center row is clear, right? They don't have people sitting there anymore. So he was sitting against the window and I was in the aisle and he sits down and before the flight's even taken off, he's constructed. Let me show you. He's constructed this little space for himself. Okay. So tell me if you can see this.
Let's go, what he's doing, Danny. Here. Okay.
Hold on, let me make sure.
All right. So Danny, let's see. He's built like
a little tent.
Sort of like a blanket fort.
Yeah, so
a hippie blanket fort. Is he in there?
It's like a tapestry. Yeah.
Does he smell like patchouli?
Yeah, so let me tell you, he was an employee for another airline, and he sat down, he constructed this tent, he was wearing sunglasses, a hoodie, a mask, and then he plugged in his phone, built this thing, and then would every now and then put out little sounds like, or, oh, like he would moan, and had that on the entire flight. So I don't know if he was like the most polite porn watcher ever, but it was very, very suspicious. The sounds that came out of him were not encouraging. I couldn't find any true evidence of nefarious behavior, so I didn't really, you know, report him or anything, but it was very suspicious.
You would like to see the airline rules updated that if you are going to completely enclose yourself underneath a surface, it needs to be a clear tarp, like that you would put down if you were going to paint your home.
It either has to be a clear tarp or you can't make sex moans.
Yeah, you can't make sex moans. And you can't, I mean, come on, that's not allowed. We can't be building forts. Pretty soon, all flights are going to be like shanty towns. People are going to bring in cardboard boxes so they can create their own little space.
You won't know what's in there. Service horse, a human. It could be anything.
But you know what I'm saying? That seemed like it was a little out of line. Yeah. Building an entire fort. And where's this going to go from here?
I don't know. If he takes it all with him, you know, the moans aren't great. But
no, the moaning was the strangest part.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know because we couldn't see. He might have left all sorts of stuff behind. But the moans were probably the most unsettling aspect of the whole thing. When someone builds something like that, and remember, he wore his sunglasses, his mask, and his hoodie the whole time, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not encouraging behavior.
Did you make eye contact with this gentleman as he uncovered and unsheathed himself?
No, I know. How would I know? He was wearing sunglasses. That's the greatest thing about sunglasses. You don't know where he's looking.
They were mirrored?
Yeah.
No, they were beyond dark. You could not see his eyes.
Okay.
Are you interested in seeing some footage from a fight that broke out boarding a Delta Airlines flight at LaGuardia Airport?
Yes, because that's where this could have led had the moans gotten any louder or, you know, things gotten out of control, so let's do it.
Okay, all right. So let's take a look. This was a hold on. Let me see if I can. I'm having some difficulty with sharing this, and so otherwise I might have to just tell you about it. Okay, here we go. All right. Here is some footage of. We're gonna take a look at a fight that broke out on a jetway between two women. Look at this. And this is a knockdown, drag out brawl on the jetway. They didn't even get on the plane.
They're related, the story says.
Yeah, they are.
That's the best part.
That is the best part. That's the only reason that this is fun to watch.
These are people that are related to each other.
They're traveling with each other.
This was not two strangers that got into this. They were either related or either cousins or sisters.
They're cousins or sisters? They don't know? Or are they both cousins and sisters?
So, yeah, the woman who took the video said that these people did know each other, and it's unclear if they were cousins or sisters.
Well,
no, one of the worst parts about this story is that these people who work for the airlines, they're not necessarily trained to handle something like this.
No, they're
like,
definitely not trained to handle
they gotta
this.
Go, you know that they look at this and like, I have to go in there, into the maw, and try to break this up and risk getting my hair pulled or kicked in the face. You know what I mean? It's just like, that's why everyone's standing back, and eventually someone called for
you are not working for the airlines. This is not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to call security and have security.
There you go.
Do something.
Yep, there you go.
If I worked at airlines, I would never step in to any of these confrontations.
Oh, heck no.
It's not my job title. Although if, Alec Baldwin or somebody was being belligerent to me, I would definitely kick him off the flight for sure. That is within the bounds and realm of being an airline employee.
Okay. Let's get back to some movie news. That Tyson, are you familiar with the Rocky series of films?
Yeah, I have heard of those.
Yes. Okay. Do you have a favorite of the Rocky franchise of films?
Oh, I mean, everybody says Rocky IV, right?
Rocky IV. Well, that's what we're talking about, because Sly Stallone, that he's still at it, even though he is in his late 70s, still busy working.
Looks great.
He is going to be re-editing a director's cut of the 35th anniversary of Rocky IV. I feel like 35th anniversary, people don't make a big deal about that. But the 35th anniversary of Rocky IV is coming. Boy, is that right? 35th anniversary of Rocky IV?
That sounds crazy.
No. It seems like it should be older than us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you think it's older?
The film is younger than us?
Yeah.
By 5 years? 6 years? Huh.
There you go.
So it's like mid-80s?
So 35th anniversary of Rocky IV. So Sly Stallone is re-editing a director's cut. But Sly has said that he is now going to be removing one of the film's most popular characters from director's cut.
I know who it is.
Who is it?
Ivan Drago.
No, they're keeping Ivan Drago.
He's awesome.
Apollo Creed.
No.
A bigger character than any of those.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yep.
I feel it's because of some social stuff that now is inappropriate.
If anything, it's stuff that's even more conventional and popular.
Or Rob could be very inappropriate in like 100 years.
Oh, yeah.
Adrian? Who is it?
Yes.
It's Adrian?
No. Tyson, there is the character Paulie has a robot butler named Sicko. That is being removed from the film.
Why? That robot is
one of the most iconic 80s robots around.
The interchange between Pauly and the robot is just so great. Lightens the mood.
Yeah, it's a comedic little moment there.
It's a release valve for a movie just built on drama.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Man, it brought us back down to then just build us back up.
Yep.
They said the robot's too gimmicky and campy. It's an 80s movie.
No way. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think stupid. They need more of the robot, and he needs to say more stuff like bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah, okay. Tyson, let me show you the robot in question and see if... okay, here he is. This is of...
look at that.
This is Sicko, the robot.
Yes.
He's a robot butler.
Yeah.
And because I think that the idea was that they're showing, okay, Paulie has made so much money. He's living in the lap of luxury. He's made it. And he's got everything at his house, including this 80s robot butler.
Yeah.
That brings him beers.
Yeah.
What else would you have a robot butler do?
It's awesome.
This is an awesome robot. I can't believe they're going to get rid of it.
Yeah, this is an awesome robot.
This is as good as the robots we talk about on this show.
Hmm.
When people try to sell something like, oh, robot makes pizza. Yeah. This is, it's like very, there's not this, even that much yes. advanced.
This is where they, the pizza maker robot, the guy who made that robot probably saw this movie and was like, huh, I wonder if I can get a robot. Like, this is probably...
This is the robot that launched 1,000 robot projects.
Right, exactly. That's okay. what I'm saying.
Danny, do you think they should have gone the other way? Should they have instead done some sort of CGI, edited out 80s robot, and instead Pauly has a sex robot who works for him?
Yes, that's what I was going to say, is that Pauly, a love story between Pauly and the robot.
And this robot, not a different robot.
Yeah, not a different
this
robot, this one.
The robot that he has a relationship with.
Yeah, wait, so hold on. So you think that he's in a sexual relationship with this robot in Rocky
with this
IV?
One. Yeah. That's what I think we need.
Or a platonic relationship built on love and trust and emotional
respect.
Support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to examine the ports on this 80s robot.
Rob.
That's inappropriate, yeah. Rob.
That's inappropriate. It doesn't matter what ports a robot
has. Do you think that's why they're getting it out of there?
Because
they're like, in 100 years, if the ports are in the wrong place on the robot, this will be considered pornography and we will get a rated X17. What is the rating for those?
NC-17?
Doesn't matter where NC-17. The ports are, guys. Yeah. Love isn't built around ports.
It doesn't matter where the ports are, but it does matter if there are ports.
And if you're seeing the ports on TV or on your screen, that could make the rating a little bit... higher, mm-hmm. especially in the future. Like, let's say it's mostly robots in the future, and they're like, this robot's right. ports are showing NC-17, and then nobody can enjoy Rocky IV without the shame of someone seeing you at the movie theater.
Guys, is it American to say that Drago's looks has like a pretty rockin' bod?
Dude, Drago.
Look at how ripped that guy is.
Yeah, he's baller.
Should I feel like un-American saying that?
No, I think it's totally okay.
I would have been rooting for him over Rocky a million times.
He spends most of his, even with the systematic doping that you knew was happening behind the scenes.
Danny, should they use CGI to make Drago less attractive?
Probably.
He is super handsome.
They put some cellulite on Drago to make root for Stallone more.
Well, and the actor who played Drago is also super smart. I think he went to MIT. He got a degree in engineering.
Yeah, what's his name? I see him around sometimes still.
Yeah, yeah, he's around sometimes.
Yeah.
Gosh, I would have been so afraid to fight him. I can't believe Rocky did it.
It was a pretend fight, though. But also, Danny, have you seen Rambo First Blood?
I have, yes.
Okay, now close your eyes.
Too much muscle.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
And go to the shower, the scene in the jail where they rip his clothes off and spray him with the fire hose.
No,
shredded there, dude.
Yeah, I know, but it's different. Not proportional.
It's not tall and lanky.
Yeah, not tall and lanky.
Mm. So you prefer my build to Rocky?
Yes, yes. Your Drago-esque build.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I guess if Dolph Lundgren's on Cameo, I'll order one for Danny.
How much are they?
I don't know. I guess
I bet they're going to skyrocket once this gets out. So let's get them now.
Yeah.
Let's get one now.
Do you think that Stallone, in an effort to make himself look more awesome, will soften up Dolph's body?
He'll like add the dad bod filter?
Yeah, just a little bit here and there.
No, I don't think so. I mean,
Danny, I have some great news. The good news is Dolph Lundgren is on Cameo. The double bad news is, one, it costs $300 for a Dolph Lundgren cameo. And the bad news is, unfortunately, the CGI is not there on Cameo, and Dolph Lundgren has aged 35 years.
Yeah, it's not the same. Can I get a cameo from the robot?
Yeah,
Sicko?
The robot should be on Cameo also. I think that would also be a big hit.
Oh, he'd be huge.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, the robots. That's what we need, more robots on Cameo.
Robots on Cameo, I think, would be big business. Here is Dolph Lundgren on Cameo. You're interested in hearing what a Dolph Lundgren cameo sounds like?
Of course.
Okay, let's see.
As long as he's threatening.
Wait, are we hearing him?
Yeah, do you hear him?
No.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Oh, I got all your signing credentials right there.
Yeah, that's right. All right, well, that's what it sounds like for Dolph Lundgren on Cameo.
None of us could hear him.
Yeah.
They should put famous robots on Cameo. You could do the number 5 is alive robot.
Johnny 5, yeah.
Johnny 5, you could do this robot.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a robot on Cameo. Sophia the robot, but her cameos are unavailable right now.
Oh. Well, I think they should include this robot. I mean, the robot was an integral part of the original film and maybe the reason that it won so many awards. We don't know. We'll never know.
Should there be a Rocky spinoff? They've done so many now with, you know, they've rebooted the series. They've done Creed movies. Should they do a Rocky spinoff movie about the robot? Is that why they've taken the robot out of this film? Mm. They're going to adapt a different Rocky expanded universe story about the robot.
I would watch that. Yes, like, what's the story? Like,
relationship.
Polly kicks him out of the house.
The robot becomes a fighter. You think a fighting robot?
Okay, and then Polly comes back to gain his love and trust again.
So Polly's in the galactic salt mines, mm-hmm. and the robot is upper management that's trying to also.
No,
be
he
a
travels
fighter.
The seedy streets of like Hong Kong. To the robot fight yards, looking for his lost robot love, finds it, you know, when the robot's at its lowest point, you know, get the crap kicked out of it.
Yeah. For a buck.
Yeah. For a buck or two or a squirt of oil here or there in its face.
Yeah.
And he nurses it back to good health.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden there's a relapse, obviously. But in the end, he gets the robot. The guy gets the bot.
And does the robot become the champion robot fighter of the universe?
Of course.
Yeah.
Or saves the world from an intergalactic robot that threatens the planet.
Does the robot lose the fight in the first movie and then wins the fight in the second movie?
Yeah, of course. We want 2 or 3 sequels out of this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then this is a story I'm sure that is very near and dear to Danny. It's all about generosity. And the effect that that has on a person's lifespan, according to a new study from the National Academy of Science, there's a linear relationship between the amount and frequency of wealth transfers and the lengths of someone's lives, Danny, so that you can continue on to give to the less fortunate to expand your life potentially forever.
I love articles on generosity. I read them all the time. Anything I could see on generosity or what's the other subject? So I like this.
Yes.
This is something I have looked into. Not very generous myself, but fascinated by the idea. And it does seem to have nothing but benefits. If you could be a generous person, if you could acknowledge the role that generosity has played in your own life and then turn around and kind of give back to people, it benefits not only yourself in giving you a longer life, but benefits everybody around you. Everybody wins in a generous society. So, yeah, I'm not surprised by this at all.
Okay. Tyson, does this surprise you at all?
No.
Yeah. I mean, I do think that the surprising thing, I certainly understand why there would be benefits to society. I think the surprising part is that it is connected to having longevity, that you will live longer.
I don't think so. I think you're less stressed. Because a generous person is probably a little bit more relaxed when it comes to possessions, to time, to all of these things, these stressors that would probably end your life if you're hoarding stuff like time and possessions.
Do you think that the old saying is true, Danny? Mo money, mo problems, where if you have
100%.
Too much money that you'll have more
problems. Look at lottery winners.
Yeah.
Look at the lottery, the curse of the lottery.
Yeah, but that's a lot of people who don't have a lot of money and then come into a lot of money. And I think that if you are like, they don't ever follow the lottery winner who's like, oh, I worked hard and bought understood the value of a dollar robot. And I had $500,000 in the bank that I'd worked for 60 years and was set to retire. And then I won $10 billion
and
we're doing great.
No, that's true, Tyson.
Like, you never hear those. All you're hearing is the sad stories because that's the only ones that make the news because it's surprising. It's not surprising to have a story. Like, you never see the like the 10 kids played with their father's firearm in this house and nobody got hurt. That's not a story, you know? And so like the same thing with the lottery, like living a good life after winning the lottery is not a story that anybody cares to hear. Right?
Okay. Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, there are probably lots of responsible people who have won the lottery and haven't been robbed at strip clubs.
You but you don't hear about those people.
$500,000 in
cash. You don't hear
about
that's
not a fascinating
people.
Story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, see? Come on.
Okay. All right. Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
I am.
Okay. So is that your Drago voice?
Oh, Drago. Oh, he's got a super low voice, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And he doesn't say much.
Yeah.
Which is a key thing for like a main character in a Stallone movie, because Stallone doesn't say much, so he can't say much. Which was the same thing with Arnold. You know, the whole role, the whole point was not to have him say very much.
Mm-hmm.
And Drago, I can't remember a line that he says in that movie.
Yeah, he says, "I will defeat you" or something like that.
Yeah, but he says it so low, it's like, "I will defeat." You know, it's like that's what I remember hearing. It's more of just like a.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Where is he from originally?
It's like somewhere Scandinavian.
That's not his real accent in the movie.
No.
Okay. All right. We'll get some more research done on Dolph Lundgren, who I suspect Dolph Lundgren about to become a News AF staple right there with Jessica Rabbit. Yeah, I will break.
The Jessica Rabbit thing was taken out. I mean, you guys really went off on the whole Jessica Rabbit thing. I was labeled a Jessica Rabbit fan.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not true.
Yeah.
You admitted to being a fan.
I did not admit to being a fan. I'd have to go back and read the transcripts.
Stuff.
No, no.
Yeah.
Made a big impression on me, yes.
Sure.
But fan, no.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's go ahead and visit Danny and his bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yes. Okay. Dolph Lundgren is Swedish, Danny.
Swedish. There we go. Giant Swede.
Yes. Best known for his performance in Rocky IV. Also, I think the Creed sequel, I think that Apollo Creed's son fights Drago's son.
Oh, dude, it's a generational thing.
Yes.
Can't just let bygones be bygones.
Well, the spoiler alert, but Drago, I think, killed Apollo Creed. In the ring.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Yes.
But I mean, it was all boxing.
Yes.
It was the coach's fault, didn't throw in the towel just as much as it was Drago's for killing him with a giant blow.
Mm-hmm.
But he never should have been in that ring with Drago to begin with.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So anybody here have a hard time productivity wise?
Every day.
Sticking to the task.
Every day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not about sticking to the task. It's about even starting the task.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Does it even get off the ground?
Nope. It's not even that I don't even want to do a task. But
well, I don't know how this would help you, but there's a new product launching today on Indiegogo. And what it is a pair of glasses that monitor, using the help of AI, what you're looking at, and then can give you visual or audio signals whenever it senses your eyes are straying from the project.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about this. Seems like a nightmare, because I would be surprised if anyone could wear those glasses at work and not have them signal or shock them with, you know, whatever it is or whatever it does.
Yeah.
Because your eyes stray all the time. Nobody sits down.
Right.
Danny, stop looking at pornography and get back to your Word document.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need these because that I have Tyson where like when I looked at the clock before and then Tyson was like, "Hey, why did you look away? Why did you fix your eyes away from the screen?"
Well, it'll also provide you with a chart showing you how much your eyes strayed from whatever it is you were supposed to be doing. Again, I don't need glasses or an app to tell me that I spend very little time being productive.
Does your boss make you wear these, or do you choose to wear them yourself?
Well, that's the thing, is this is a new product. Who knows where it could find itself? It could find itself at the workplace. If your boss put these on you, though, it's definitely time to get a new job.
Well, now, could this actually have all other uses where could people in relationships use these where then your significant other could monitor your eye movements of that, like, hey, why did you look over there? Why are you looking
exactly
at that person?
At a dinner with your wife, and you fortunately got the chair that looks out into the restaurant, and then, but on condition that you wear the glasses. So she puts the glasses on you, and they alert her on her phone every time your eyes stray away. This is a nightmare.
Yeah.
These people aren't helping productivity. They're creating the destruction of relationships between you and your job and you and your spouse and probably you and yourself.
It's a Black Mirror episode.
It really is. I mean, how is this going to help anybody? We all know, and even the people who are building this, we all know that we spend very little time actually focused on the job. If we get like a good solid 45 minutes, it's a freaking Christmas miracle. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about Christmas, what that has to do with anything, but
I'm just saying it's rare. It's not something that happens very often. I know from personal experience, whenever I sit down, let's say to edit something, a video, if I can sit down and work for a solid 20 minutes, I feel like I could take the rest of the day off. It's like, whoa. All right. Mm-hmm. That was highly productive. That's probably as good as I'll do all day. Why kid myself by sitting in front of the computer pretending like I'll do better than that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Might as well go off and do something else.
This is exactly what's going to happen. You and Liz at a restaurant eating, looking into each other's eyes. And then all of a sudden the glasses are like, Danny, stop looking at the TV. Quiz.
Well, there's
mandatory quiz right now. What did your wife just say? And you'll be like, What did Liz just say right now?
If there is a TV in a restaurant, I will be looking at it.
Yeah.
I mean, don't even bother trying to have a conversation with me.
Yeah, you love
it. It doesn't even matter what's
on. You don't have TV at home. That's the thing.
And
So, like, we surround ourselves with TVs here. So when we go to restaurants,
TV.
Yeah, it could be C-SPAN, and I would be just glued to it.
Yeah, you love it.
But so, I mean, I don't need glasses again to tell me that I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, you already know.
Boy.
So anyway, watch out for those. I mean, they could be showing up in a workplace in the future.
So everybody, the boss just shows up. Is like, hey, I got everybody glasses. They're just a gift from me. Just go ahead and put them on.
Just wear these while you're working.
Just wear them while you're working. They're our new sponsor.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, just mass layoffs.
He even has to lay himself off.
Yeah, there's only two people in the company that don't. That do most things right. There's two people that are at 90% productivity, and then there's 80 people that delegate to those two people.
It's something only a robot could overlook, because only a robot could be focused on a task and not be distracted.
Okay, that's why we need to get Pauly's robot back in the picture.
Yeah, like I could see Pauly's robot coming out of the back office and firing everyone because of these stupid humans can't stay focused on the simplest projects.
Mm-hmm. Like re-editing Rocky IV.
Yeah, and leaving the sicko in it. Is it called Sicko? Is that how you pronounce that robot? Sicko.
In the article, it's S-I-C-O. I don't know if it's pronounced Psycho or Sicko.
Either way.
I would not want a robot called Psycho.
Or Sicko.
Is there any other pronunciation?
I feel like it has to be one of those two.
Yeah,
I think so. I think it's Sicko.
Yeah. So
I can see Pauly naming it Sicko.
Mm-hmm.
Like it walked in on him while he was taking a dump. When it was a brand new robot, and he's like, dude, you're a real sicko.
So interestingly, you can rent that robot. There is a company that allows you to do it. It's called International Robotics. You can rent the Rocky IV robot, rent a techno marketing world-class mobile social robot, vertical adult-sized remote operated and or programmable robotic personalities for corporate meetings, trade shows, stage presentations, film or television, strategic marketing, and advertising campaigns. So we can't get a cameo, but we could rent it and you could get a free visit. Would you like to experience Sicko firsthand at no cost to you? Call us. Let us know where you're located. We'll contact you when Sicko is near you. Then you have the option of scheduling a complimentary demonstration at your offices. Too bad we didn't know about this for News AF 100. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
That would have been incredible.
The pop in the room when the Rocky IV robot comes in.
Dude, that would have been sick. Have they made any updates since 1984?
No.
That's incredible.
Yes, it's the only robot in the world who's a member of the Screen Actors Guild, featured in the movie Rocky IV. It was also a cast member on NBC's Days of Our Lives for an entire season. It was the opening act for a nationwide concert tour for the late James Brown. It was in a music video with Carly Simon.
Dang. And this thing's got a great IMDb.
This costs nothing to get a little demonstration of?
If it's near your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there
Sicko
only one of them?
Sicko is near you. Do you want your demonstration?
Is there only one of them?
I bet it costs a pretty penny, though, if they're willing to give you that first taste for free. That's how they get you.
You see it, and you see how well it hands you beers, and then you're like... Wow. Okay. It will hand Danny
Mountain
Pepsi.
Dew.
Mountain Dew. Wait, what's your drink of choice?
Right now, I prefer Dew.
And then Pepsi? You're Pepsi over
Coke. No, I was Pepsi a long time ago. Not anymore.
Good morning, Coke.
I've outgrown.
Here are your Pepsi. Four eggs.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Sunny side, two yolks.
Perfect. Thank you, Sicko.
Ham. Would you like ham or bacon this morning, Danny, to top that off?
No, I'm okay. Just the toast.
And some ham. You need ham. I have checked your vitals.
Ham, Sicko.
I have checked your vitals. You are in need of ham.
you are low on ham energy. I'd kind of be upset if the robot did argue with me. That's not why I have a robot.
Yeah, but sometimes that's for your own good, dude.
Yeah, but there should be like a way for me to be like, I'm done arguing.
Measure your vitals. Your heart is racing around this strange woman.
Oh?
It's the Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right.
So you still want this robot, Danny, because I think there's going to... Problems are going to arise.
I don't want the robot right now, but I feel like if we ever have a get together, we should definitely invite the robot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. For a free trial.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, wonderful News AF today.
Yeah, that was a good News AF. Good.
Covered a lot of ground.
Yeah. I think so. Mm-hmm. I think we did.
Should we have Sly Stallone edit out any parts from this podcast for when we re-release it in 35 years?
Maybe.
All talk of Sicko.
Yeah.
Removed.
Maybe that part where I was trying to play you guys the Dolph Lundgren cameo, but you couldn't hear the audio.
Yeah, that was a bummer.
It was in the podcast version, but people couldn't hear it.
But listen to this. Here we go. This is more of the robot. Danny. To get max vascularity, you must have high blood pressure. Please eat more bacon and more ham with extra egg yolks in your eggs. Now it's going to add like 17 yolks to 4
That'd
egg
be like,
whites.
Fine.
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 Vascularity achieved.
maximum vascularity achieved. And Danny's like, I don't feel very good. It's like, you have to go to the hospital. But the good news is the nurse will find your vein immediately.
Oh, yeah, no problem. But unfortunately, the vein will be filled with bacon grease and egg yolk.
Yeah, which is prescribed by the robot who's constantly reading your vitals.
For a robot called Sicko, I do feel that would be kind of he's working to your demise. Like, he got Polly all those beers, probably to kill Polly so that he could be a free robot.
Yeah. I bet Polly is the kind of guy that has peanut butter for breakfast also.
Oh, dude, for sure.
Oh, the robot knows what he has for breakfast.
Yeah. You eat peanut butter.
The robot's
for
measuring
you
his
have a
vitals.
Robot in your house. I know all I need to know about you.
Do we, if we had to vote, is my robot, Sicko the robot voice better or
breakout new character?
Horse, horse lady better.
Oh, horse lady so much better.
Mm-hmm.
You like horse lady better?
I think they're both. Yeah. I think that they are equally fun characters.
Okay, good. So now I have, so if I ever go to a Saturday Night Live audition, I have two characters I could work with. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably more.
You think? Who else? Do I have others?
I mean, I bet if we think about it, I'd ask the chat also, who are some of the other characters that Tyson does?
Horse Lady's your best.
Mm-hmm.
You really captured her because I think you probably, personality-wise, are closer to the Horse Lady than you are to a robot.
Yeah. Yeah, I nailed the Horse Lady for sure. Like, mm-hmm. her persona, everything, her exact attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Felipe says equally satisfying, but Maximus Mom says robot voice is better than Horse Lady. So, we'll see. I can't do Horse Lady right now because I'm too stuck in robot.
You're too horse.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Mr. Danny. You must eat more ham. Ham intake low for today. Please get more vascular before we have robot relations.
I'm not having relations with Sicko. Okay? That's Polly's deal. I don't even have mutual respect for Sicko.
I think
he hasn't earned it yet. He's always pushing ham on me and bacon.
I think eventually Sicko is going to make you a sex slave in a way.
You know what? That's very possible.
Mm-hmm. Hello, but Danny.
You're saying he'll just slowly break me down over time?
He's going to feed you so much ham that you will be...
Can't run away?
You can't run away. then,
the great thing about
have
a robot...
Have you ever seen the movie, the Stephen King movie, where the author gets hit by the car?
Yeah,
and then
Misery. Yeah.
Misery. Yeah. This is going to be like Misery, except for the lady...
But with a robot and ham.
Yeah. And Danny is you. Mm-hmm. You're going to be Danny. And then, ham is going to be the thing that keeps you in the house.
Robots can be patient. That's why they're so villainous or potentially villainous. Because they could just play the real long con. Mm-hmm. You know? They can go on and all slowly feed you too much ham until you can't run away and you didn't even know what happened until Sicko's on top of you. So
Danny's,
you got to be careful with robots because they have all the time in the world, mm-hmm. as long as they can keep recharging their batteries.
This is a never ending. This is going to be a problem because what's going to happen is the ham is going to make Danny sleepy as the itis sets in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to fall asleep.
Are you thinking of turkey?
No, that's tryptophan. Mm-hmm. I think ham can make you sleepy too. And then as Danny's sleeping, Sicko will obviously get its like hands in that spread Danny's mouth open and then just puts more ham in there.
Yeah. This is why probably skips breakfast.
Yeah. And probably even just makes ham into capsules, like vitamin capsules. Mm-hmm. Like, please take your ham encapsulations this morning, Danny, for maximum ham intake.
The crazy thing is that I'm all alone with Sicko, which kind of makes sense. Like, you would need a robot helper if you lived all alone. Mm-hmm. But it's like, where's everybody else fighting for my good health?
I don't know.
I mean, we tried, but you were too, at first,
enamored with Sicko.
You were too enamored by all the ham.
Yeah. First thing that happened was that you got the glasses that were going to report back to your wife if you were looking at anything when she was talking to you. Then that caused Liz to leave you. Take the
Makes
kids.
Sense.
You have nothing. Now you only have a robot to take care of you. And this is where it all goes downhill.
Really would go all downhill if you just had a robot as your only companion. Mm-hmm. I oftentimes think it would be a great thing, but this is a nightmare you guys have put together here for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll keep my eyes out for that eventuality. You know, when I see the robot slowly worming its way into my life, I'll make sure to not let it happen.
Only Thanks, one guys. Person can save you, Danny. Jetpack Man.
Oh my god. He just smashes through the window, grabs Sicko under the arms and flies away.
Yeah, that's because he'd have to get rid of Sicko because Sicko probably has jetpacks built in too, you know?
Well, he could just take Sicko over the ocean and then let go.
Mm-hmm.
Sicko now entering boat mode, submarine mode, boop, 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 and then a little periscope.
This is an 80s robot, Tyson. It doesn't have submarine
mode. No, 80s robots can do everything. That's when people who invented these were like, this 80s robot will be part boat, part airplane, part humanoid, mm-hmm. part bulldozer, part truck, part lover.
Yeah, that's true. Swiss
friend.
Army robots. Yeah.
And so that's what the dream of robots for the future was. They weren't specializing. They were jack of all trades, master of all trades.
Yes. And I believe that Dolph Lundgren was once recruited for the Swiss Army, Danny. That's why he can do it all, too. Okay.
This podcast needs to end.
All right. On that note, Tyson, I saw that. Do you have an upcoming game night with the legend Coach Wade?
Yeah, we do on Saturday.
Yes.
It's the first and perhaps the only that we're going to do a joint game night on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play Bracketeering, which is a party game that is humor based. 16 players total, so 14 fans can play with us, and then we're going to do a Q&A at the end of it all.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then tomorrow, we also are doing the Robin Tyson's rewatch party, where we're watching episode 3 of Heroes versus Villains.
Mm-hmm.
And Coach might join us there as well. And then tomorrow night, also, we have Survivor Trivia, where it's all Survivor Trivia based on Winners at War. And last week, our customer service department got a complaint that I alleged that one of the cast members was on the Doofus tribe on their original season, and got a complaint from that person, and where they called me weird and immature.
Wait, hold on. So there was a question about somebody who was on the Doofus tribe, and then this Survivor contestant complained?
Well, there was a question that said this person's original season, they were considered what? And they had some options, and I said, oh, I thought it was Doofus. So I alleged that this person was a Doofus, even though there's... yeah. So then this person sent me an email saying I was immature and weird.
Okay.
So,
not necessarily insults.
Yeah. Hey, immature, what? Yes. I think weird, that's going a little far.
That's a personal.
Yeah.
Oh, I think both are fine for me. Yeah. I don't care. But it's, I mean, I probably have thicker skin than whoever this person is. Than whoever this doofus is.
Yeah. I'm trying to imagine if I would be offended if somebody said I was a doofus. Probably not.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it's fine to be a doofus, but if you take yourself too seriously, you'd definitely be offended.
I've been called far worse. Right.
Yeah.
Doofus.
So, yeah, I've been called a lot worse than doofus by a lot more important people.
Yeah.
Than,
where's the harm in doofus?
It's beyond me.
Mm-hmm. Right. But, because doofus, I think, is something that implies, like, there's no ill intention. He's just a doofus. You know, there's no...
Yeah.
He's not menacing or premeditated or anything. He's just an idiot.
Yeah. OMG said, did I call them a doofus or the tribe? I believe the question was, what was this person considered on their original season?
Mm-hmm.
And then they had, like, tribe names.
Yeah.
As the answers, and I said, oh, I thought it was doofus. That's what I believe.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah.
Danny's no doofus either.
Danny's not a doofus.
I can definitely be
you're
a
not
doofus
a doofus.
Mm-hmm.
But I could definitely name a doofus or two.
Mm-hmm.
But I will not, because customer service department is, which is just me.
Tyson,
I'm just getting a message.
Were there any doofuses in your Rad Dudes card?
I don't think they're, I think all of them were doofuses, but I don't think any of them were particularly named as doofuses.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Danny, what's next for you? An adventure?
Oh, man, I need to get out. Mm-hmm. Get over these, thinking about the sores in my mouth.
Yeah.
If Sicko was in my house, I'd definitely want to break. There'll definitely be adventures. There's always adventures. Got to get out there before the snow falls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, stay tuned.
You're going to have snow-based adventures, too, though.
Of course. Just involves more gear and more miserable
gear.
Temperatures. I do love gear, but I don't like having to use it, because that usually means I'm out in terrible weather.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Okay. All right. Anything else, News AF, today?
Huh? I think that's all, all right. that I can think of. Yeah,
great way to kick off the month of September. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be back next time. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.